Alaska's state education funding formula is really complicated. It's based on data collected during the school year that takes months to process. That can leave districts building budgets based on projections that might be inaccurate. Representative Andy Story wants to address that through a bill that would change what data is used for funding calculations. Story, who's served for years on Juneau School Board, says there's a level of uncertainty built into the way students are counted.
When I was a school board member, when we were asking community members, parents, to come and work on our budgets, we were always projecting cuts and not knowing what we were going to do.
Part of that uncertainty comes from not knowing exactly how many students are enrolled until later in the budgeting process. Right now, school districts count the number of students enrolled in October of their current school year. That count needs to be approved by the Department of Education and Early Development, and it determines how much state funding a school district will get for the following school year. Districts typically don't receive the approved numbers until months later in January. That lag means districts begin planning their budgets based on projections instead of actual data. Story's bill, House Bill 261, would change how students are counted when determining state education funding. One of the main things her bill would do, Story says, is to base student counts on the previous school year, or an average of the three previous years, numbers that would have already been processed by DEED and wouldn't change throughout a school district's budgeting process. The way things are currently is like living on a roller coaster, she says.
It does not build confidence in our public schools, and so we need to get on a more stable plan, a smart plan.
This isn't a new idea. Story is on the legislature's task force on education funding. She says this part of the bill came from a recommendation made by an education consulting agency more than 10 years ago. The idea came up again last November during a task force meeting. There are a couple of other pieces in this bill as well. One addresses how the state counts students that qualify for intensive services. Students with disabilities that receive those services receive 13 times the amount of funding that's typically allocated for a student. If the state determines there are fewer of those students than what the district counted, that can create serious shortfalls in its budget. The new bill would offer four different options for how students are counted to ensure districts are receiving all the necessary funding to support them. Story says this method would account for students who might move to other districts.
Sometimes students move after the count date. They might move to another community, and all of a sudden that community is going to have to hire another staff person, but they've already budgeted, so where do they pull that money? Because by law, we need to meet that student's needs.
Lon Garrison is the executive director of the Alaska Association of School Boards, a nonprofit organization that advocates for Alaskan students. He says the bill would provide a lot of stability as school districts build out their budgets, but he said the issue of adequate education funding remains.
That's the piece that we have to be focused on. What are we going to do to ensure that we're getting the student outcomes, and what resources do we need?
It's unclear if this bill will make its way through the legislature. Story expects the House Education Committee, which she co-chairs, to take it up in a couple of weeks. In Juneau, I'm Jamie Deep.